هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه. Dashni Murad is a human rights activist and an artist who has been advocating for women's rights for many years. She is also the founder of Green Kids organization and part of Female Voices of the World. Dashni resides between Holland, where she grew up, and Kurdistan region, Iraq. Dashni Murad, welcome to SBS Radio Kurdish program.
Thank you very much, Mayada. Thank you for having me.
As a female, how difficult has it been advocating gender equality in a male-dominated society such as Kurdistan region?
It's extremely hard, to be very honest, because until today, they are confusing gender equality with us becoming exactly like men. What we are demanding is social, economic, and political equality in our society. And we have so many inspiring female figures, leaders, advocates. And we have proven through time that when we women are a part of this society, that's for the better for everyone. But it's still extremely hard. And I very much blame partially the media because they have not been able to highlight this very important subject into their debates and programs by showing that why it's important to have gender equality. But unfortunately, until today, they think we want to take over everything from men. Yes, we do want you to work harder to earn your spot as a man in government or in media. It's no longer because you're a man, you will get a position. You have to work harder for it. But I think they still misunderstand the concept of gender equality. And that's why it makes it so harder for us to fight for gender equality. It's because they do not understand why it's important. And I want to highlight it again. It's important to achieve gender equality in the Kurdistan region of Iraq because that is the way to end gender-based violence. And it's truly the way to build the pillars of peace, but also to have us being a part of a society where we can build a stronger economy, a stronger politics with us women being a part of it.
Now, Dashni, since your involvement in advocating for this cause, have you seen any improvement, especially in the Kurdistan region of Iraq?
I must say I have seen improvements. When I look at the young people, I see improvement because the young girls of today are more educated. They stand up for their rights as women, are no longer afraid or silent as before. They speak up, they speak out, they're resourceful, and they have realized that there's no environment created where they can exist as young women, as feminine human beings. So they found a space on social media, despite social media having such a negative impact around the world. These young women have found themselves a space where they can be very loud, be resourceful, and show that they are also a part of this society, and they're claiming their spaces. I've seen the work of incredible organizations such as SEED or UNFPA or other organizations and activists and incredible, inspiring female leaders like Dr. Nazan Begihan or Dr. Choman or yourself, who are so vocal and do the work and do the research, but also a lot of male supporters. Because of this, we've been able somehow to claim some space, and now this space is where young women are essential grassroots activists who are doing the important work of being a part of a more gender equal society.
A little while ago, you spoke of social media. What are some of the pressures young women face today in a social media-driven society?
I think that the social media pressure on women, especially young women or teenager, they experience so much depression and anxiety. I work with so many volunteers, age 18, and they are facing depression. They are facing anxieties. And I think it's because of social media's effect, especially on women's self-esteem. And the pressure for young girls to always be available on social media. And again, it goes back because they don't have safe space here in society, because it's such a masculine, male-dominant environment, it has not been created in a way that's also fitting for a feminine energy, for our kind of environment. So they continue to seek that space on social media, but then they have the pressure of being online all the time. It deprives them from sleep, but also the pressure on their body image, because when they are on social media, all they see is that they're self-conscious about their image, and you're constantly seeing thin models, or you see perfect pictures of women dressed perfectly, dressed beautifully, and this of course affects them. But if you look at Kurdish social media, it's far worse than the general social media around the world.
Why?
Because the Kurdish social media is run by young men in their 20s, and they have a certain beauty standard of how women should look like. So they're pressuring our celebrities, they're pressuring our social media figures to look in a certain way that to them is beauty. So we have right now, unfortunately, so many young women on social media who all look the same. The plastic surgery in the face done, in their bodies. And what happens is that these men control the Kurdish social media female figures. Today's young women in Kurdistan region, yes, they are more lucky compared to women from my generation, because we fought for a space where they are, where they can exist and exercise their rights as human, as women.
Dashni, in what way has the pandemic impacted women's situation in the Kurdistan region?
So I think the corona pandemic has affected women just like the rest of the world, much far worse than men, because of the domestic violence that has been happening in the homes due to the lockdown. And not many women were able to report domestic violence. And this year's report has shown that in 2020, 1,000 times less women have reported gender-based violence. And this goes back to the fact that they were not able to leave their houses or were not able to go to safe centers due to the lockdown. And this is why we need to look more into providing women with better resources to deal with the pandemic and support NGOs, organizations that are working to support survivors of gender-based violence during the pandemic.
Dashni Murad, thank you so much for being with us on SBS Kurdish today, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for having me, Mayada Khan. Thank you for always amplifying the voices of Kurdish women around the world. You are one of the inspiration, and I am looking forward to hear more from you on radio and online.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.